Canada has extended its travel ban on non-essential travel with U.S. visitors for at least another month. On the other hand, the European Union lifted travel restrictions for U.S. residents. The bloc added the U.S. to its so-called white list of countries from which non-essential travel is allowed. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he's ready for, quote, both dialogue and confrontation with the United States. This is President Biden's new nuclear envoy heads to the region to build support for a strategy towards Pyongyang. It's the first high-level suggestion of talks since Biden replaced Donald Trump, who met Kim 3 times. Now that Juneteenth is officially a federal holiday, companies and state and local governments are trying to figure out what that means for them. Dozens of companies, including TikTok, Uber and MasterCard, gave employees paid time off for the day last year. Nike is closing all of its U.S. distribution centers and retail stores on Saturday, as well as giving its U.S. corporate employees today off. Starbucks is keeping its cafes open on Juneteenth, but hourly workers will get time and a half for working that day. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Rishika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.